WTAW News time is 8:07. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. About 4% of Brazos County's more than 90,000 registered voters participated in early voting. County Clerk Karen McQueen says more than 3,500 cast ballots the last 2 weeks. McQueen says there was only one incident involving the new photo identification law. As previously reported, that involved an arrest for criminal trespassing after a man who wanted to vote refused to accept offers to help him get proper identification. A reminder, you can hear election night results tonight on WTAW. The Bryan College Station business community came together last night for the Chamber of Commerce annual banquet.
The keynote speaker, A&M President Bowen Lofton, saw half the crowd raise their hands when he asked if they employed Aggie students.
But I also encourage you to embrace them and enjoy them as I do every day. See, I spend time every day with students. It keeps me sane.
Three annual awards were presented. Citizen of the Year to Ben Hardiman, Volunteer of the Year to Jim Mazurkiewicz, and Ambassador of the Year to Hans Hammond. Ben Downs was recognized for serving two consecutive years as board chairman.
I had a couple of things I wanted to do. One is I wanted to explain to young people around us the role of profits in serving a business, how profits provide jobs, how profits spur investment and growth and help support the nonprofit sector.
This year's chairman is Glenn Brewer.
Things are going great, but they can be even better if you personally will volunteer and get involved. I'm looking forward in this coming year to working with one of the best Chamber of Commerce boards that I'm aware of. We will not lose sight of our mission to enhance the economic well-being of the businesses in this community that we serve.
More comments and photos are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan police have provided an update to a crash last Friday in front of the Toyo Ink plant, which killed both drivers and injured a three-year-old girl. Investigators say the youngster, whose name and relationship to the driver were not released, was riding in a safety seat at the time of the head-on collision on FM 2818. She was released from an Austin hospital on Sunday. According to a witness, the head-on crash occurred in the southbound lane when the southbound car crossed the center line. The northbound SUV reacted by swerving into the southbound lane. Then the oncoming car returned to his lane. Employees from Toyo Inc., who removed the child from her car, also removed the driver of the SUV and extinguished a fire. The driver of the car was 26-year-old Timothy Baldabino Jr. of Bryan, and the driver of the SUV was 57-year-old Casey Richmond of Bremond. Today marks the 20th meeting planning showcase hosted by the Convention and Visitors Bureau. The CVB's Jordan Meserol says 45 vendors are ready to assist you.
If you're planning a wedding, if you're planning a reunion, if you're planning a conference, we have everything from videographers to caterers to event planners, even people that do linens, lighting, you name it all. It's just kind of the one-stop shop for anything event-related. You can plan an event in just the one day.
There's no cost to attend today's showcase, which runs from 10 until 3 on the A&M campus at the MSC. You have two opportunities this week to see the state courts in action on local college campuses. Tomorrow, the Blinn College Bryan campus hosts for the second consecutive year the Waco-based 10th Court of Appeals. The three-member panel will hear arguments in four cases in the morning at 10 and 11 and in the afternoon at 2 and 3 inside Blinn Student Center. The state Supreme Court takes up two cases on the A&M campus Thursday morning from 9 until noon in Rudder Theater. Free tickets are available at the MSC box office. One case involves an effort to prevent discovery of an anonymous blogger's identity, and the other takes up a dispute over unclaimed settlement proceeds from a class action case. At both A&M and Blinn, justices will take questions from the audience, the Supreme Court after they hear both cases, and the appeals court following their second case before breaking for lunch. One squirrel was responsible for power outages in two College Station neighborhoods for 90 minutes Saturday morning. College Station Utilities says the squirrel made contact with a switch that ties two feeder lines together. That affected almost 2,300 customers in the area of Copperfield and University and another 200 customers in the Spring Loop neighborhood. CSU crews also investigated reports of contractors digging into an underground conductor and birds causing the outages. While both turned out to be unfounded, the time taken to check resulted in taking more time to restore power. A city spokesman tweeted, "Our condolences to the squirrel, who is now hopefully in a better place. And Monday is the deadline to sign up for next Friday night's homecoming and reunion celebration at Brian Bachman Park that will help kick off College Station's 75th birthday. Committee Chairwoman Linda Harvell says there will be food and live music by Chris Austin Martinez, who performs almost every genre of music.
And that goes from 6 to 10. It is $12 per person. We're not going to be accepting any walk-ups, but it's like the consolidated class of 63 is having their 50th reunion that weekend.
Okay.
So they're going to be there, but we've got about 220 reservations so far, so it's going to be a great event.
For ticket information, go online to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:12 at 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
November, Reed Arena, Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes. Got it!
The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up, jumper is good.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
Hello, I'm Mike Sutherland, running for the mayor of Bryan. My challenge, if you elect me mayor, is to identify areas where I know we can improve our city. Most of the areas you have already brought to the attention of our current administration. As your mayor, I will always work to improve the quality of our lives in this great city. My opponent considers this as a negative act, when in fact it's what's needed to go from a good city to a great city. Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor, political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland campaign.
Good morning, it's 8:14, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, offering a loaner program. If you come in and, you know, your unit's not working anymore, they'll hook you up with one while they fix yours. Give Barker's Heating and Cooling a call at 690-2278.
Lots of clouds today. A couple of showers are a possibility. Temperatures will be up to about 75 to 80 this afternoon. We'll have clouds and maybe a shower or two come through tonight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Tomorrow showers, the chance for a thunderstorm, highs anywhere from 70 to 75, turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows near 45. Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine and cooler, with highs around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:15. It's the Lucia and Leah show, by the way, this morning. Lucia's here this morning for the first time, right, as the spokesperson, or have you done it once before?
I've done it once
Have
or
you
twice.
Done Jethro Trivia?
Yes, but I failed.
Okay, that's all right. We'll get a chance. And so, by the way, Kevin.
Yes?
You're busted.
Four?
I mean, I let you do the show, and hell, you can't even do Jethro Trivia right. I heard about this. You asked the question, and then what? Or is it that Kat dove in too soon before you gave the answers? Is that what happened? Was that
no,
what happened
I,
last
I,
Tuesday?
No, I screwed up.
Okay, all right.
One time.
You
got
did a good job.
I got the other two times right.
All right, I'm just saying.
Although, Scott.
At least I did it and made up questions as opposed to, nah, that one stinks.
Yeah. Hello.
All right, I'm sitting in front of the donut shop.
Yay!
Good Lord. Yay. I got like three text messages. The morning show's trolling for donuts.
Donut holes.
Well, yeah, donut holes will be fine too. Yeah, well, we heard that it was National Donut Day.
I'll inquire from the counter well, help when I go inside.
No, but apparently today is not National Donut Day. We found out because...
That's what I need. One more opportunity to look like that doddery old man who doesn't know what's going on. Yeah. That'd be great.
Well, that's why I'm telling you, you don't have to ask that question. Just get the donuts because that works out fine. But one of our listeners went in and basically took the bullet for you. He was going to buy donuts anyway, but he figured, I mean, isn't National Donut Day a good enough holiday to be celebrated more than once in a year?
Really, when I think about it, every day should be National Donut Day.
Now, I believe that Ms. McMullen had a request,
yes,
just so you know.
Scott,
there was no doubt about that.
Scott asked for a maple-flavored one.
I did not. In no world. No.
All right. Well, what would you like?
Go ahead, Kat.
Oh, I actually don't need anything. I always feel guilty when you buy the lemon donuts. I feel like I'm obligated to eat them, but I'm kind of tired of lemon donuts.
This is that faux I'm on a diet thing, isn't it? You don't want me to buy donuts because, oh my, I don't want to.
If you buy a kolache with a sausage inside, that'll be protein. I'll feel less guilty eating that. I can celebrate.
Yeah, but if I'm not going to buy that, Kat, what would you suggest I get then?
Buy something for everybody else.
You're not worth the 99 cents, Kat. That's what he's telling
today
you.
Today,
I'm not going to spring for 99 cents in a color.
If they have any of whatever that healthy snack is that she's asking for, I will get it.
Get that whole wheat donut for us.
No,
and
so
let us know how that works out for us.
Okay. Absolutely not.
We love you, Mr. Downs. You don't have to buy our love with donuts.
Sure.
Okay, Kevin. Kevin?
I'm good with whatever you'd like to bring, Mr. Downs.
It's fine. Now, they have a new one, I think, that's chocolate iced and has wheat germ on it. If you'd bring that in.
Oh, good night, nurse.
Thank you.
Sounded like a box of glazed donuts to me.
Yeah, makes it pretty easy. We're easy to please here. You know that. Thanks a lot. It's Ben Downs. All right,
Darren. We are a lot like donuts. Some of us have sparkles and some don't.
Okay.
Awkward silence.
Some of them are filled with all kinds of things. Now you get
Kat likes the nuts.
It's Jethro Trivia.
Oh,
that's right.
Gosh.
The oddly informative little news quiz where we ask a simple question about pop culture or recent current events. Today it's Criminal Mastermind of the Week. Criminal Mastermind of the Week. Our nominee is Jory Enck. Jory Enck of Copperas Cove, Texas. He was sent to jail last Wednesday for what? Is it A, selling drugs to an undercover officer? B, using the back of a blank check to write his bank robbery note. C, posting a photo of himself on his Facebook page with the cash that he just stolen. Or D, not returning an overdue library book. Once again, Jory Enck of Copperas Cove. He is our mastermind criminal. Did he A, sell drugs to an undercover officer? B, use the back of a blank check to write his robbery note? C, post a photo of himself on Facebook with cash? Or D, not return an overdue library book? Kevin, you're first.
I'm going with write the note on the back of a blank check.
There you go. Kat, how about you?
I'm going with D, not return a library book.
Oh, my. Going for the library police. Okay. Leah?
I'm going to answer same as Kevin.
Really? You're going to go with the blank check. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lucia?
I'm going to go with C.
C, which is posting a photo of himself on Facebook. Well, Kat wins today.
Yes!
All right. There you go. The bustling metropolis of Copperas Cove has an ordinance on the books, so to speak, that you can land in jail if you don't return library material after 90 days and you don't respond to the calls and emails.
That's terrible.
Turns out the jury had checked out a book more than 3 years ago, and that was just too much. What book did he check out and not return? A GED study guide.
Mm.
Thanks to the long arm of the law, the book is back in the library. At least he knew where it was. Jory went to jail for a day, paid a $200 bond, and now he's a free man and hopefully better off for it.
I feel sorry for him.
Again, he knew where it was, so that's...
Obviously, it wasn't lost. This is just an incentive problem.
It's just he was not using it, as a matter of fact. So there we go. All right, so let's find out what's going on. I had an animal story here this morning. I do, as a matter of fact. And that is, authorities in Chicago stumped as to how the alligator ended up under the escalator at O'Hare International Airport.
Oh, my gosh.
And a maintenance worker discovered the foot-long alligator, not like an 8-foot gator.
Little bitty baby.
That's right. And a police officer quickly captured it by placing a trash can over the reptile. Chicago police said, "We don't know where it came from." Yeah, no kidding. It's just one of those random incidents. And this one's really more fun. A group of Frenchmen accused of stealing a llama from a circus.
Oh.
Police said that the five men had been out drinking in the town of Bordeaux.
No.
Probably drinking wine. When they snatched the animal and took it for a ride on a tram. The men then tied the llama to the lamppost and fled the scene before police arrived. Police eventually caught up with them
on another tram where they were taken into custody. They're also charged with stealing a stuffed lion and a trombone. They just went crazy.
That sounds like a party to me, boy.
Llama returned to the circus unharmed.
Episode of Monty Python.
Yeah. All right. So that done, what's going on at the Humane Society?
Oh, well, we are busy. You know, we were talking before we got on air about the rain and how it's and raining cats and dogs because we have had we've had lots and lots of intake. So if you're missing your pet or your neighbor's missing your pet, look outside your community and look at the shelters.
Yeah, could be there
because there's a lot of people who think, especially with cats, oh, they'll come back in a couple of days or whatever it is. Well, their cat just got, you know, disoriented in the rainstorm or whatever it was, and or chased by something else and showed up at someone else's house. They didn't know whose it was, brought it. It could have been your neighbor. They didn't know you had a cat. and then brought it to the shelter. So your cat would love to come home, but, you know, they're at the shelter. And they, by the time, a lot of times people, I think, look, there might be a chance that your pet was already adopted out because we've had people, oh, my cat went missing over the summer, and mm-hmm. I'm just going to look here now. And, you know, we're 3-4 months away from when the cat actually went missing. So come by. Look, better yet, go ahead and have your pet microchipped while it's still in your possession. That way we can call you when it does show up at the shelter, or maybe your neighbor does find it and takes it to the local vet and they scan it and find out it has a microchip, so it never even has to come into the shelter. You can come by the shelter any time we're open. $25 will microchip your pet. No appointment needed at all. It's actually going to take you longer to fill out all your contact information because we want every way possible to get a hold of you. We will mail you a letter. We will fax you, email you, whatever you have listed there to get a hold of you to let you know your pet is there. So again, that's anytime we're open. You can do a $25 microchip in your pet. We're kind of in the middle of our fall in love half selected half price adoptions. Mm-hmm. Now these are animals that have come back from the vet school. As they come back, they're available for half price. And this will run till November 30th. So we have, they're coming back. The groups are coming back on Friday. We have one more group left to come back this Friday. And when they do, they'll be half price. So great opportunity to get an animal already spayed or neutered, vaccinated, microchip, local pet retail coupons, local veterinary coupons, 30 days pet health insurance. And there's stuff I'm missing. And a half,
but it's a good deal.
Yeah. And a half price adoption on an adult dog is $47.50 because a regular adoption is $95. So you can't beat the regular adoption deal because you pretty much can't get your animal spayed or neutered for less than that. So, great opportunity there. We will be at PetSmart on November 15th through the 17th for the National PetSmart Adoption Event. You can find our cats there at PetSmart. Again, lots of cats. Cats there anytime PetSmart's open. So if you can't get to the shelter during our business hours, you can go by PetSmart on a Sunday and adopt a cat. They're there. And I know it's a little bit of ways, but we also will still do the Santa Claus with PetSmart, which is your portraits with Santa and your pet.
That's good.
I think I might do that.
And that's December 14th from 11 to 1:30. And more Christmas events coming up, but I'm not going to bore you with all those quite yet because I do love Christmas, but I do think I need to wait till Thanksgiving.
There you go. Okay. They want some more information on all this.
Oh, call us 775-5755 or stop by. We're at 5359 Leonard Road. That's almost to the Brazos Expo Complex. Mm-hmm. And find us on Facebook, Aggie Land Humane Society. Our website is aggielandhumane.org.
There you go. Thank you much.
Thank
That's
you.
Leah here from the Aggie Land Humane Society. And as mentioned, Lucia's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Great. What do you have for us?
Okay, so we have a busy month, but it is winding down. We have our business after hours on Thursday, November 14th from 5 to 7 at Catalina Hatters at 203 North Main, and that's free, always fun. We have a lunch and learn with Local Edge at the Chamber on November 18th from 11:45 to 1. That will be going over the mobile websites and reputation management. It's free, but you have to RSVP, and don't forget to bring your lunch. And then I'm very excited about the upcoming Ag Breakfast. I think it's the 14th annual Ag Breakfast. That'll be it'll actually be Tuesday, November 26th from 7 to 8:30 at the Brazos County Expo Complex. And our sponsors are the Capital Farm Credit and Producers Co-op. And that cost is $15. And this $15. And this is where we give thanks, you know, say thanks to our farmers. They actually prepare the breakfast. So that's going to be very exciting. So please come out.
Sure.
And then we have three ribbon cuttings this week. We have one today for Figment Photography, and that'll be at the Village Cafe at 210 West 26th Street in downtown Bryan at 4:30. And then Thursday, we have Curbside Chick at the Benjamin Knox Gallery on 405 University Drive at College Station at 4:30. And finally, on Friday, November 8th, Rollo Insurance Group, 3091 University Drive in Bryan, 11:30. And we want to thank our Platinum member, Spotlight, Texas A&M Health Science Center, College of Medicine.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Concerns about health insurance pricing. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Young people have not been flocking to the internet to buy health insurance. The Wall Street Journal says insurance companies have seen a disproportionate number of older enrollees since new websites went live. If the demographics don't even out over time, insurance firms will have to spread their costs around, and that will raise rates for everyone. Apple will team up with GT Advanced Technologies to build a new plant in Mesa, Arizona, to manufacture sapphire materials for Apple devices. The facility will create about 700 permanent jobs. Samsung may be able to solve a problem for smartphone and tablet users who prefer a physical keyboard over a virtual one. Samsung is invested in a startup that makes a high-tech flexible polymer. The company says the polymer could lead to a keyboard that can rise from a phone screen when it's needed. Stock market futures are pointing lower ahead of the Tuesday session. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
This is Louisa. Recently she got help going online.
Okay, so hit that green button.
This is her first video chat.
Oh, Louisa?
Oh my gosh, there she is.
And the first time she's seen her niece in 5 years.
It's so good to see you.
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you.
Oh, I've missed you.
Brought to you by Connect to Compete and the Ad Council. This is Louisa. Recently she got help going online.
Okay, so hit that green button.
This is her first video chat.
Oh, Louisa?
Oh my gosh, there she is.
And the first time she's seen her niece in 5 years.
It's so good to see you.
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you.
Oh, I've missed you.
Brought to you by Connect to Compete.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Hi, it's Jackie from Jackie's Toys and Books. We are bursting at the seams with new toys that we have brought in just for you. We are so excited with all the new stuff that next week at Jackie's we are having our first ever Christmas preview sale. Come see all these toys, puzzles, books, and games. Discover the family fun together and find the perfect Christmas gifts. The preview sale next week at Jackie's across from Luby's. We always have free gift wrap. Jackie's, sharing 25 years of Christmas with the Brazos Valley.
Aggie Report is next. For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. 2 decades of excellence, the Learfield Field Sports Directors Cup.
Kevin Sumlin Radio Show tonight at Wings and More on University Drive from 7 until 8 over this radio station.
Rue is a guy that, he really struggled early, probably because of distance, probably because he wasn't playing.
Had a really, really good week of practice last week, giving us good looks. I think he's going to be he's as advertised. You know, different people surface at different times. And because you redshirt does not mean you can't play. And, heck, we got two of the greatest examples of that playing for us right now in Mike Evans and Johnny Manziel.
And, Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin on his radio show, the show tonight from 7 until 8. All things Aggie football tonight from 7 until 8. The Kevin Sumlin radio show, Wings and More on University Drive here in College Station. Aggie's getting ready now for Mississippi State. We talk more about that game coming up later in the week. I'm Dave Saab. That's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves a 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Jason North, President of the Bryan Firefighters Association. This has been a tough year for our first responders. Through the difficulties, Mayor Jason Bayinski has stood with us and supported us. Mayor Bayinski has always been a supporter in the past when we asked for things that were important to us firefighters. But this year, he has supported the Bryan Firefighters with more than just his vote. Mayor Bayinski has been a true friend of the Bryan Firefighters. That's why the Bryan Firefighters Association is once again endorsing Jason Bayinski for re-election for Bryan Mayor. Please join me in voting for Mayor Jason Bayinski on November 5th.
Political ad paid for by the Jason Bayinski campaign.
WTAW News Time is 8:32 at 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The city of College Station tweeted its condolences to a squirrel who is now hopefully in a better place. That's after it came into contact with an electric switch that caused a 90-minute power outage at Saturday morning, affecting two neighborhoods. College Station Utilities says 200 customers were affected in the area of Spring Loop and Chimney Hill, and another 2,300 customers in the area of University and Copperfield were also affected. The outage lasted longer because CSU crews also checked into reports of birds causing the problem, along with contractors digging into an underground conductor. Neither contributed to the outage. The only survivor of a head-on crash last Friday in North Bryan is out of the hospital. Police say a 3-year-old girl who was in a safety seat was released Sunday from an Austin hospital. Her name and relationship to the driver were not released. A witness told investigators southbound car with the driver and the girl crossed the center line into the path of an oncoming SUV who moved into the southbound lane but was struck by the car who had returned to his lane. The crash was in front of the Toyo Ink plant. Employees went out and extinguished a fire that started in the SUV and pulled out the driver, along with removing the girl from the car. The driver of the SUV was 57-year-old Casey Richmond of Bremont, and 26-year-old Timothy Baldovino Jr. of Bryan was the driver of the car. College Station's 75th anniversary is a week from Saturday, but committee chairwoman Linda Harvell says now is the time to register for next Friday night's homecoming and reunion celebration at Brian Bachman Park from 6 to 10. Harvell says the event will be catered. The A&M Consol class of 63 will be having their 50th reunion, and there are already about 220 people signed up.
The cutoff is November 11th. You can go online to txtraders.com and buy your tickets. We've got Chris Austin Martinez performing for us. He's known as the Human Jukebox. He can sing just about every genre of music.
Harvell says they will not be accepting walk-ups on Friday night, so tickets must be bought in advance. At WTAW.com, you can find more information. Locally, the first round of early voting with the state's new photo identification law finished with only one incident. Brazos County Clerk Carrie McQueen says that involved a man who wanted to vote but was arrested for criminal trespassing after refusing assistance to get a legal card and refusing to leave. McQueen says more than 3,500 participated in early voting, about 4% of the more than 90,000 who are registered. After voting ends today, listen to election night coverage on WTAW. The annual banquet of the Chamber of Commerce was last night.
A&M President Bowen Lofton was a keynote speaker. In light of recent publicity about students populating residential neighborhoods near campus, he reminded the audience of the vitality and energy students bring.
So I urge you to be patient, be tolerant. When the music's a little loud and a few too many cars are parked in the street, remind yourself of the good that comes along with it.
Among those thinking, Dr. Lofton, was Ben Downs, who recently finished 2 years as board chairman.
The other item I wanted to work on was to lift the maroon curtain and get our business community and A&M to have a relationship so our businesses would know what the driver of our local economy is doing. Dr. Lofton has been the biggest proponent of this.
This year's chamber chairman is Glenn Brewer.
When business and commerce are flourishing, the arts, our nonprofits, our churches, and our leisure interests also flourish. Healthy businesses are essential for a healthy community.
Recipients of the Chamber's annual awards, Ambassador of the Year, Hans Hammond, Volunteer of the Year, Jim Mazurkiewicz, and Citizen of the Year, Ben Hardiman. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the first time, the Texas Supreme Court will hear arguments on the A&M campus, and for the second consecutive year, the 10th Court of Appeals from Waco will be on the Blinn College campus in Bryan. At both locations, you're invited to watch the legal arguments followed by question and answer sessions. The nine justices on the Supreme Court will be at A&M's Rudder Theater Thursday morning starting at 9. Free admission is by ticket only, available through the MSC box office. Two cases will be heard, one about a dispute over unclaimed proceeds from a class action case, and the other an effort to prevent the revelation of the identity of an anonymous blogger. Over at Blinn, the three justices on the appeals court make their appearance tomorrow at the Student Center in Bryan. Two cases will be heard in the morning at 10 and 11, followed by the question and answer session, then two afternoon hearings at 2 and 3. And if you're in charge of arranging any size of function, you should check out today's Meeting Planning Showcase. 45 vendors are lined up for the event hosted by the Convention and Visitors Bureau the last 20 years. CVB's Jordan Meserle says you can get a hand with weddings, reunions, conferences, or other events.
Not only do we want to showcase that you can accomplish a great event here in town, but then it'll attract future visitors as well and future people that want to host the conferences there. So, and then also look to the CVB as a place of knowledge and information that we can provide to help execute your next event or your next conference.
Today's showcase is at the A&M MSC from 10 until 3. There's no admission charge. WTAW News Time is 8:38 at 67 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen with for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College to get ahead or just to catch up. With a wide variety of online classes offered, the mini-mester doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Mini-mester courses start soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Anyone can make a referral to Hospice Brazos Valley, healthcare agencies, family and friends, physicians and hospitals. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Don't spend another football season waiting on a table somewhere and fighting the crowds to get there. This year, say goodbye to the game day traffic by saying hello to an outdoor kitchen from Line Home Products. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor setting for any game day occasion. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests for this fall, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E homeproducts.com or call 979-229-9951.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
840 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's time for the weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. That's Anchor Foundation. Go to the website. It's anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Lots of clouds today. A couple of showers are a possibility. Temperatures will be up to about 75 to 80 this afternoon. We'll have clouds and maybe a shower or two come through tonight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Tomorrow showers, the chance for a thunderstorm. Highs anywhere from 70 to 75. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows near 45. Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine and cooler with highs around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We've gotten calls that there is an individual running with a torch out near Jane Long School. No, don't drive out there to see it. But there are lights and emergency vehicles associated with it. As soon as we know what it is, we'll let you know. We've called some people, but we don't have an answer yet. So just, you know.
So this is not insanity. This is someone, it looks like, who is running with something like an Olympic torch.
Some, if you would.
Whoever they are, they didn't do very good publicity for their event.
Well, I was going to say, either from a traffic control standpoint or whatever. But just
probably some radio station doing a promotion.
Or I thought you could say some. Well. Did you know that of the psychopaths, there's like surgeons, lawyers, TV and radio personalities, and then somebody else who makes gazillions of money. I don't remember who it was, but I was going, oh, we're the poorest out of this. We have the most psychopaths.
The poorest of the psychopaths. Yeah. Well, I like that.
If Halloween movies taught us nothing else, it is that surgeons, you got to watch them at all times.
Well, and you need to stay away from people who wear a hockey mask.
I brought cat food.
That's nice.
I can tell it looks extra healthy. You can see the grease stains on the inside.
The grease. I got your kolaches.
Thank you, Mr. Downs.
Your kolache. I got two.
Well, hello. Let's take a phone call. Hello.
Yeah, looks to be some type of Catholic organization, and they have a couple cops out there with them.
A cancer organization, you think? Okay.
Catholic.
Got it. All right. Thank you. Okay. That's as much as we know. You know when we know. That's right.
Yeah, no, my phone's been tied up this morning, but it was someone who keeps calling me about voting glitches. So I haven't heard anything about some guy running with a torch.
Okay.
I had no problem voting multiple times.
Yeah, so there. It was so much fun you did.
Mr. Downs.
Hello.
Two things. As far as psychopaths go, I bet you the highest percentage would be radio personalities and IT people.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for that confidence in us.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number two is new Mexican restaurant in town. Phenomenal breakfast.
I've never considered psychopathic tendencies to be a disqualifier for employment in our industry.
Well, don't you wonder why they took away the razors and the grease?
When? What are you talking
Whenever
about?
Whenever they got rid of, you know, splicing tapes and stuff.
Oh, no.
Didn't
it's
they
grease.
Used to?
It's
China
not,
pencils.
Those little grease pencils?
China marker. Grease pencils, yeah. Yeah, well, we used to. No, there were injuries during the editing with razor blade days.
Yes. Yes, and, there were.
Do you have a scar to prove that, Scott? I've got one on my right thumb.
You know, we had a couple of different kinds.
How do you clean off tape when you bleed all over it?
Well, it's clean. It's acrylic. It just comes right off. Just,
yeah, it dribbles right off.
That was back in the days when you didn't have to call hazmat if you cut yourself.
Yeah. And howsomever, it would drip into the carpet and dry pretty nicely. Anyway.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, so you have...
I got two pieces of cat food here.
That's
so, Kat, you will be fed. Is there someone else that you would like for me to hand-deliver an extra kolach with sausage to?
I'm pretty sure that Katie from Peace 107, Candy 95 would probably be blessed by
the girls sticking together. We hear that.
Heard her this morning.
Yeah.
You know, first we don't have enough women in positions of authority. Now that they are, Kat's upset because they're getting called
they're getting
in front
beat
of
up,
them.
Right.
Okay, gentlemen.
I'm just saying.
Where?
Yeah.
Anyway.
In case you're going to be traveling anytime soon, Mr. Downs, just so you know now, you can be arrested or fined.
That's nothing new.
Okay, excuse me. Add to the list of things that you can be arrested or fined for, harassing Bigfoot in the state of Washington. I mean, that's a two-step process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's kind of like if you did that with the chupacabra in Texas. I mean,
I don't know.
Pretty sure you can harass chupacabras all you want.
But first of all,
I don't think
they're
endangered or anything, protected by PETA.
I went through TSA PETA. I went through TSA pre the other day on my traveling
Did
and
you?
Came close to being arrested.
How so?
Because I have been trying to get TSA pre for a long time until I found out that one ID says Ben D. Downs, the other one says Ben Davis Downs, and so that was a problem. But I changed it, and bang, on my boarding pass the next time, TSA pre-screening approved.
Get the heck out of here.
I was so excited.
I bet.
I get to leave my shoes on. Don't have to take my belt off. My laptop can stay in the case, although I do have one of those fancy cases that you don't have to take it out. But anyway, so I'm standing there, and I am the only person in the line. Of course, I'm the only person in the line in Washington for some reason at all that day.
Uh-huh.
And I go through. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, sir. You'll have to go through again. I go through again. Sir, do you have your cell phone in your pocket? No. Do you have a money clip? Yes, but it's on the tray, in the tray. Do you have a pen? Ditto.
Do you have a false hip?
No. And so...
Do you have a heart of gold?
Yeah. Well,
no,
gold,
good gravy.
Gold doesn't trigger it, or I'd never be able to get on a plane. And so, as it turned out, I had to take my belt off. I had to take my jacket off. I had to take my shoes off. And I had the temerity to ask, what's the point, sir? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just so excited, and my little heart was broken right there.
Just then and there. Yeah.
I could have gone to jail because it was D.C. where those angry women yell at you all the time to get move through.
Uh-huh.
Laptop out. Put your stuff on the flat on the tray. Yeah, it's on the belt. I don't know. Wow. That's okay. I don't have to travel anymore until January, so I'm good.
Brings to mind, though, if you saw the Drudge Report, the headline yesterday.
Said?
TSA, the only government employees that listen.
Join News Talk 1620 WTAW for the most complete and immediate election night coverage in the Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Prosperity Bank. We'll start comprehensive coverage live from the Brazos Center, starting when the polls close after 7 p.m. We'll keep you informed until the final results are in. Election night coverage Tuesday, November 5th, starting at 7 p.m., is sponsored by Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. Prosperity Bank, member FDIC. Only on News Talk 1620, WTAW, and online at WTAW.com.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's about 11:10. God bless that poor Miley Cyrus. She just can't find anybody who has anything good to say about her, except her godmother. Her godmother says that her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus, quote, is just trying to find her place and wings and confident that she'll learn how to fly. The 20-year-old singer's been under fire for twerking, her wardrobe, her drug use, and lots of other things. But her godmama says it's not easy being young, end quote, and doesn't think the masses realize what a great singer and writer she is. You know who Miley Cyrus's godmother is? We'll see if Ben Downs knows that. Ben Downs, purveyor of all things of knowledge.
I don't get to read as much at night as I used to when I was younger.
Well, and this is the kind of thing that you would have read had you had time. Miley Cyrus's godmother coming to her defense.
Look, let me ask you guys something. Everybody needs to pay attention to this.
Yeah.
The girl just about stripped down to her skinnies and right there on TV in front of everybody, acted like a fool, and now she is famous beyond belief, and everybody expects her to quit acting that way.
That's right. Twerking with a foam finger, too. What can
I'm
you
just,
say?
Words that I never thought that I would hear on That's WTAW, right. But still.
In any order.
Yeah.
Anyway. Miley says she's just, her grandmama just say, her godmama saying she's just trying to find her place in her wings.
Godmama. Well,
her godmama is Dolly Parton.
Well, yeah. Speaking of Dolly Parton, Tom Turbyville sent me a text today about what... I don't know. Okay. You find your segues where you can.
Oh, I don't know. It's Tom. What would a segue mean? Anyway,
And he wanted one of those kolaches also, just so you know.
What, they don't have kolaches in Nebraska?
I think the significance is Turbyville is still listening to the show.
Well,
I'm saying the withdrawal is beginning to set in.
Well, as you know, he's gone through a life change now.
Yeah.
He has.
We saw that happen several times, here at the station.
He's had time on his hands. And by the way, Tom, if you're listening, you'll be
and
pleased
he is.
To know. The cast of Duck Dynasty is going to release a holiday album. If it's not bad enough to walk by the glasses place in Walmart and see Willie or whoever one of those is, and they're hawking glasses.
Yep.
Now they're going to have a holiday.
The boy is growing a Duck Dynasty beard for the holidays. His mother is beside herself.
What?
Yes. Yes, yes.
What's his wife have to say about that?
It's No Shave November, guys.
I know it is, but he started in October, and it looks awful. He is honest to gosh going to ruin all the family photos at Christmas time. I'm just saying. But he's got that bushy beard thing that's about, I don't know. He can grow a beard. The boy can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That thing's like 6-7 inches already.
What?
It'll be probably 10 inches of... You know, and he's going to try to have it, you know, he's going to try to shape it so that it is kind of like ZZ Top and all. It's just a mess.
Now, basically, I mean, without going into too much detail, what is his area of responsibility and who is he over?
He works, as you know, for a multinational corporation.
Yeah, I understand.
But he works in the construction industry.
I understand.
And so he goes out and he talks to the people that he works with and seldom interfaces with the home office. He does interface, but it is by phone because the home office is in Maryland and they don't fly down unless there's a problem.
Right.
So I don't know. He did this when he was in Iraq. He grew like...
That's different.
That's a cultural thing, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Right,
and so
right.
he had this huge beard when he was in Iraq, and he's got a huge beard and isn't cutting his hair either. He appears to be sane. I've spoken with him. He has brought the grandchildren down for a visit.
Well, you get
and,
it, now, Luke,
doing,
you,
and they're doing fine.
Now
you know, they're
a,
doing okay.
You get a 6-inch beard in construction, you got OSHA problems, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Nah, I don't know. I know one time he couldn't get his chemical gas mask on because of the beard. And
hello.
So reduce it.
I think I hear a major case of beard envy going on here.
Yeah.
My beard looks like something like a bag of Skittles blew up. I got
enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
With 22 years of military service and countless hours of community service, you can be sure that Mike Sutherland will work to ensure responsible economic growth for the city of Bryan. Mike Sutherland will represent all Bryan citizens and will support the city staff while finding solutions to the problems and concerns facing the city of Bryan.
I'm Doug Pearson. A vote for Mike Sutherland is a vote for proven, effective leadership and experience.
Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor of Bryan. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland campaign. Tana Sutherland, treasurer.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. You know, as Ben left after talking about his son's beard.
Yes.
Well, when you consider...
the things I miss while I'm doing the news for Peace
107. I understand, that's exactly right, but... Having sons of that age, of all the things that your kids could do with themselves or their bodies, growing a beard is probably pretty harmless.
Yes.
Because you can shave that off and it's like it was never there.
And you don't get any nerve damage from growing a beard.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the things that can happen, that's probably okay. It's a little bit odd, but so he's probably going to get over that. In London, urban legend joined forces with a recurring nightmare in the worst-case scenario.
Uh-oh.
For a young mama who found a dozen of the world's most venomous spiders crawling all over a banana that she was about to eat. A banana. At first, she thought it was mold.
It started moving.
What kind of spiders?
Well, I'm about to tell you. Referring to the white spots that she found on the banana. But when I had a closer look, I saw some funny-looking little spots and then was horrified to see that these were spiders. They were hatching out on the table and scurrying around on my carpet. Yeah, she tried returning them to the supermarket. They gave her $16 for her trouble. But after sending a photo of the spider to a pest control specialist, she and her husband and their two children were ordered to get out of the house.
Kill those
right
suckers.
Now. Oh, they are goodness. Brazilian wandering spiders called banana spiders. Highly aggressive, highly venomous, and certified as the most toxic spider by the Guinness Book of Records.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yep. There you go.
Chuck those. I would have chucked that banana in the microwave, man.
I believe I would have wanted more than $16.
Yeah, the supermarket chain has apologized for the incident, offering to pay the full cost of the extermination as well as pick up the tab for the hotel where the family was put up.
Oh, that's kind.
It is, but you know what? That could not have been the only banana that had the spiders in it. Just couldn't have been.
Mm.
Just no chance. Anyway, that's not a good animal.
Sounds like a midnight horror show. Yeah.
Okay, remember when we used to think we were all alone in the universe?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the level of arrogance that involves. But anyway, according to an exciting new analysis, they call it exciting, collected by NASA, We're Still Relevant, their Kepler telescope tells them that one out of every five sun-like stars in our galaxy, one out of every five sun-like stars in our galaxy has an Earth-like planet in its orbit.
Cool.
Or scary. They can get here before we can get to them.
Not if they have as many movies as we do.
They're going to blow us up if we don't keep our Slim Whitman records nearby.
I don't know. They.
The Kepler, which recently ended its mission to find Earth-like planets, provided years' worth of data for scientists to dive into the research, meaning NASA will need years more funding because we've got oodles and oodles of stuff from the Kepler. The analysis actually an educated estimation based on the data collected from one small sample of the galaxies. They take that and they extrapolate the big number out of it. Though Kepler identified over 3,500 potential Earth-like planets, there could in fact be 20 billion sun-like stars out there. So we're probably not alone. Like I say, hope we can get to them before they get to us.
I just got a phone with Brian PD.
Yeah.
They've got nothing.
Yeah, I called Brian PD. I called CSPD. CSPD okay. Contacted university police. I texted Kelly McKeith and the PIO for Brian. Nobody knows
the
what
guy
I'm
with the torch
about.
Who's got some kind of flashing lights around him. All right, just be careful. He's out there probably 21 or so by now. This date in history, 1940. Franklin D. Roosevelt won an unprecedented third term in office, beating Wendell Willkie. Got three of them. Ayatollah Khomeini. Remember him? 1979, he called the U.S. the Great Satan. That's right. We got
you know, did you know Britain is the little Satan? We're the big Satan?
Oh, good for us. And in 1996, voters returned Bill Clinton to the White House. Oh, boy.